Hello, everyone, and welcome to the How to Quest podcast. My name is Alex.
I'm Todd.
And I'm Nick.
Thank you for joining us today, Nick. Nick has been a friend of ours for a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I mean, like,
About how many...
I can't remember when I met you guys. I was a baby, so...
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true.
It's kind of hard to quantify.
How dare you not remember my babiness?
I do remember your babiness. That's why we're friends.
We had
another friend, but we were all put into cribs as babies and fought like gladiators, and he didn't make it. His name was George.
George sucks, to be honest. I put him down right away.
Todd ate George after he died. It was vicious.
Yeah, I mean, I was a baby.
You know,
babies buy into that whole two spirits, one body thing with eating the heart of your enemy. So.
Yeah, well, you know, you can't really be held a cannibal.
That makes sense.
Everyone's always like, oh when look at baby. The baby, so.
Oh, look at the baby who just ate his friend.
Man's face, aw.
And I saw that, and I was like, that's a hardcore, so I just decided I should probably hang out with these guys.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Or else they might kill and eat me, so.
That's how we met. In case you needed some background. But today, we are here because the Magic Mirror has a... promised another message for us, and it told us in the message before the actual message that we were going to be dealing with cursed books. And Nick, you want to talk about who you're going to be?
Oh, well, you know, I've actually felt a strong connection to being a cursed book myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
To, like, being, like, a non-human book.
Yes. I am actually a book.
Yeah, I mean, it's an alternate universe. Who knows? Maybe... you listeners are books. Are libraries actually other people from other dimensions?
Sitting on shelves, yeah.
Yeah, they sitting on shelves.
Sit and watch. It's kind of like a reverse theater.
Yeah, right. How many magical mirrors are in different places listening to the same
thing? Probably at least
thing?
Four.
And we're all just books.
That's a safe bet.
Yeah.
I'd say I'm about three books.
Wow. Three books.
Wait, so you're three different books?
Nah, well, yeah, but in, like, but in different universes.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
The first one would be, how to not get hungover, and it's something I should read a lot more often.
Well,
especially
actually,
right now for this cast?
There's actually...
especially right now, or last night.
Oh, yeah. I heard you bit a cactus.
I did bite a cactus.
He swallowed part of a cactus.
I earned $35 out of it, so, I mean, it
was... Heard
it was 32.
32?
I mean,
checking backs.
My memory wasn't so strong at that moment.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you.
Well, anyway, after that nice humiliating story... Well, we might as well turn on this magical mirror and listen to our friends Bustang and Finkelstein.
Sounds
and
good.
See what this adventure's all about.
And Vexna the Sorcerer.
And Vexna the Sorcerer. Well, I think it's on again, Finkelstein.
Okay.
Hello, citizens of Roadbed. It's I, Bustang, Horde of Soaps.
You should warn us when you're coming on, just put that feature in for us.
Yeah.
Because we're just running some personal errands right now, it's not that exciting.
Yeah. Right now, we're kind of, actually I should be talking. A little quieter, because we are in a library. We came to the town of Shabadoo, and we found a library, and we're going to go see if they have anything about shredders, and how they steal cheese.
And then possibly how to train a land squid. I'm also looking for that. My mind needs some assistance.
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely need some help with that as well. Let me see if I can find anyone. There's a ton of books here.
Let me see. I think there's someone. You. Yeah, you there.
Who, me? You talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Do you, work here, by any chance?
Yeah, I guess I do. I mean, my name tag says I'm a wizard librarian, so I think, yeah, okay. Welcome to the Shabadoo, Community Library. What can I help you guys with?
Well, we're looking for a book. Do you have any books on marauding cheese-stealing lesbians?
Yeah, I'm gonna check under... We have a section for marauding lesbians. Cheese-stealing should be in there. Yep.
Alright, fantastic. And my friend Finkelstein here, he needs a book on how to train his land squid.
Well, nice to meet you, Finkelstein. My name's Hobnob. I'm a wizard librarian.
A wizard librarian.
It's on my, it's my name tag.
Oh, it is.
It is right there. It's official. He's there.
So I actually have a funny story. Training a land squid, you said, right?
Yeah, I did.
So I have a friend, and he was trying for years, to try to teach me about how to train his land squid. He struggled with it. It would taunt him with fish and stuff, he would always tell me. And then the thing is, the funniest thing, he came to me one day, I sat him down, invited him in for tea, you know? I'm a wizard, because it's polite, you know, wizards do that. We're gonna have some magic tea.
That is proper wizard etiquette. I commend you for that.
We like to be very proper wizards here. So he was getting down to a story, funniest thing, drops dead of a heart attack mid-story.
Wow.
So, yeah, I actually have,
That's amazing.
I have no idea how to train a squid, we don't have books like that here. So, sorry.
Oh.
But yeah, marauding lesbians.
Marauding
lesbians. I can take you to the section.
We're one for two, so we'll take it.
Let's do this. Okay. Yeah, follow me. Let's see. A. B. C.
Yes.
Yes.
D.
You can go a little faster. You can just jump ahead.
You know, marauding starts with M, so let's skip to M.
Yeah, good idea. Yeah. This would be a good idea, yeah.
You guys are pretty smart. You guys wizards?
No, sadly. I am a hoarder of soaps.
A hoarder of soaps? Magic soaps?
All soaps.
All soaps? Oh, wow.
If I find a soap, I pick it up, and it's mine. And you want to see my soaps?
Yeah, I do.
All right, yeah, I have this one. It's peppermint.
Oh, wow. I could use that for...
That's my favorite.
Is that good for alchemy, yeah?
Always. You can use it for all kinds of alchemy. Maybe we could find an alchemy book.
Oh, that would be a good idea.
We sell those, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we should probably get the marauding lesbian book first.
Yeah, it's a tad more pressing at this moment.
All right. Finkelstein, follow me. Okay, marauding here.
This is a pretty, pretty extensive section.
Yeah, let me, fold out the magical, four-dimensional bookshelves here. Let me just...
Oh, this whole place is magical.
Okay, let me just cast a spell here. Let me just think I have it in my book here.
I see you have a lot of books here. You got some marauding steel wielding turtle men.
The steel wielding turtle men, we keep that out in the first dimension, within the three dimensions, because it's popularly looked up. But yeah, anything that's more obscure, like marauding cheese stealing lesbians, that's gonna be in fourth dimension. We kind of hide that way. So I need to summon that bookshelf right now.
Okay.
I've
never gotten a book from the fourth dimension before.
Yeah, well, you mean you've never been to Shabadoo, so I mean, like,
that is also true.
Truly, a magnificent place of very polite people.
Oh, yeah, you know, we're pretty nice. Let's see. Okay. So, okay, I'm casting the spell. It requires a few components here. Do you guys accept the terms and conditions of the spell? It's a checkbox right there.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah, it is. It's just floating in front of us.
That came out of nowhere.
Do you think we should actually read it?
Most people don't. I'm gonna tell you that right now. Most people don't. Actually,
it's a pretty long document. I don't know if we have time.
It's magic. It's magically binding document.
We're already going to be reading one book, so we're basically reading another one.
Okay, good. That is step one. Okay. All right. Now let's see. Casting the spell. Artoon Barayandum. Align the stars of the fourth and fifth celestial right. And phone numbers, both of you.
Phone numbers.
Yeah, you're both going to be borrowing a book, correct?
Oh, yeah.
So...
Well, if we're gonna... Well, I guess if you're gonna take... You can take out an alchemy book.
and I'll take out a Marauder.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I'll just split up.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, I need both your phone numbers. It's part of the spell. It's actually a verbal component of the spell. Yeah.
All right. We just say it out loud?
Yeah. Just say your phone numbers into the spell. The spell right there. Yeah.
Okay. Mine is Q348A01.
Oh, you're from the mountains. Okay.
I am from the mountains.
Yes. Mine is 69400420.
You must be a hero of legend.
I am quite the powerful hero. We did slay a giant lake monster earlier last week.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
That added another zero onto my phone number.
Oh, I did not know that. I'm going to have to update.
Zeros you have in your phone number.
That's incredible. I did, in fact, know that. I happen to be a phone number soothsayer, one of my specialties. Yeah. Wow. That's impressive. Maybe you guys could get your own book here. You know, who knows? Maybe keep it up, you know? Anyway.
Yeah, that's a goal. That's a goal. Why even do anything if you're not trying to get immortalized in a book?
All we want is to be in a book.
All right, so...
But, so do you have the book?
I'm working on the spell here. We're actually going to need, to get this book, we're going to need... Oh, we're on to the material components. I'll be damned. We need
what's on the materials?
We need a goblin's toenail.
A goblin's toenail?
That's correct. Let me check the alchemy book over on the other side and see if we have one of our material lists. Okay, 1 second, please.
These fourth dimension books are pretty complicated.
You don't mind? I'll be right back. It's just down the aisle a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So I'm pretty excited for alchemy.
Yeah.
I guess we gotta start getting our own reagents.
We can forge alchemy things. I don't feel like paying anyone for alchemy things.
Yeah, true, I guess. We can just forge things off the ground. Like the old days.
Yeah, and then you just mix them together and you drink that. And then you get powers.
Yeah, I mean,
hey, that's hey guys, I'm back. We have goblin toenails right here. They're in this bottle right here. Yeah, so I'm just going to throw this into the vortex. And 3, 2, 1. Oh, son of a bitch. I sneezed right into the spell, you know? Oh, shit. Guys, we're gonna need to back up. There's a portal opening into the fourth dimension.
Oh, God.
I sneezed into this. Oh, no, this is gonna be a big one.
Oh, my God,
it's too late. It looks like this is inescapable.
It's inescapable.
It happens.
We're just gonna get sucked into the fourth dimension?
Yeah, you guys agreed to the terms and conditions.
I told you we should have read the terms and conditions.
How was I supposed to read that?
Well, I mean, it's not like I was expecting to sneeze.
Oh, hold on. It's pulling us in.
Oh, boy. No,
I'm holding on to the bookcase.
Oh man! Oh, jeez! These are ripping my wizard robes right off. That's embarrassing.
Oh God! Yeah, I want to see that.
That's a wizard wipe.
Cover yourself up with the bus.
Oh, sorry about that, guy. And here we go.
Oh, wow, so this is the fourth dimension.
Yeah, not a lot of people come here. Pretty dusty.
Yeah, it's, it's pretty strange. This is like... I'm looking at my hand, and I just see it like it was 4 seconds ago. It's really weird. It's hard to explain. This fourth dimension is crazy.
Yeah, they actually filmed Ice Age in this dimension. The Ice Age films, yeah. They use them in amusement parks. You see 40 Ice Age films all over the place. This is where they film them.
I mean, yeah, I always wondered where those came from. How they got the shots.
Yep, that's...
It's also just like, there's just disco balls everywhere.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, how do you think the... That's how the light gets refracted into the fourth dimension. It's like, I don't know, maybe like 10th grade wizard school. It's not that complicated.
Okay, well, wizard, how do we get out of here?
Yeah. Come on, you brought us here. Now we gotta get out. We gotta get the book, and we gotta get the shirt.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's true, but, I think the only way that we're gonna get out of here is, the Trials of, Gilbert.
The Trials of Gilbert? What does that entail?
Who's Gilbert?
Oh, you know, Gilbert, the wizard that made the fourth dimension. Really, guys? You don't know Gilbert?
Oh, Gilbert, of course. Of course, Gilbert. Yes.
Gilbert.
Right.
How could we not know?
Yes, of course we know Gilbert.
What a man.
Right.
But what are his trials?
He had a very taut body.
Right, yeah, you guys know Gilbert. Yeah, that's him.
He knew this guy named Jim.
Oh, yeah, I know Jim.
You know Jim?
I know him from wizard school.
Everybody knows Jim.
Wow, that's amazing.
But we have to get out of here. So let's do these trials. What's the first trial?
The first trial is, well, I know it's this way. It's past the purple disco ball.
Oh, yes.
There's only one purple one. That's interesting.
I guess it's like a path? Did he set a path for us?
You just kind of know when you're a wizard.
Oh, well, it's a good thing we have a wizard with us.
I'm feeling it in my left pinky toe sort of wobbled that way. It's kind of one of those things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can't see it in my wizard shoe, but it wobbled.
Well, wait, hold on. I think there's something up ahead.
Yeah. That would be Anaconda Octopus.
Anaconda Octopus?
Yeah, watch out for those tentacles. They bite.
Is this, do we have to defeat this? Is this a partial
trial? Yeah, I'm going to kill that. I would.
Alright, I'll use my soap sword, and I'll cut that thing clean in half.
Let me cast the grease spell. That should make it fall over. Okay, here we go. Let me just,
It's just flying around. It can't move. Its tentacles are just flailing around.
Damn, I must have overcharged it. Guys, I would be careful when you're swinging your weapons. We're all greased as well.
I actually don't have any weapons.
Oh, well, good shit.
Well, I'm pretty much always covered in soaps anyway, so I'm used to being this slippery. I think I'm just going to...
Oh, damn it, fell on my ass. go get him, soap man. I fell on my ass. I can't stand
up. Oh, dear, I'll go help. You take care of that.
I'm going in. Yeah.
Die, Anaconda Octopus. It's strangling me and sucking me at the same time.
Oh, man. Thanks. Thanks for helping me out, man.
You're welcome.
Yeah, those grease... Oh, let me see if I can heal that for you.
Yeah, okay.
I
might want to help him out of that.
Does that look right to you, or is that another hand?
That's kind of weird. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
I got it anyway. Here we go. Alright, cut its off. I cut its arm off. Going in for the kill. Die!
Oh, beautiful kill. Right in the head. Beautiful. Oh, that'll kill him.
Okay.
You might want to chop off that leg. I'm going to be honest. I don't think the healing spell went right on that.
That is... Oh, God. There's feet coming out where... Is there a disadvantage to having 5 feet?
Nah, that's just dexterity is what that is.
Oh, you're going to keep that.
I mean, I don't know. What if... I feel more acrobatic. I definitely think my acrobatics has increased by at least 3. So, you know, my balance has definitely improved. I can stand on about 4 of them if I wanted to.
That doesn't seem very practical. It probably will come in handy once or twice.
I mean, we might as well keep it for now.
Come in handy. Very nice pun. Yes.
Yeah, we can use it. Maybe it will help us in our trials later on.
Yeah, it's funny you said that. The next trial is actually going to be walking on a tightrope.
Oh, well, there we go.
We're just a little greasy for that, don't you think?
Do you think you can degrease us?
Yeah, like summon up some towels or some cloth?
No.
Summon up some
You can't make towels with magic. They're already a magically imbued object. You can't make a magic object with magic.
Yeah, you didn't know towels are magic?
Of course I knew towels.
How do you think you just
dry you off?
You think you just put it on you and it just, you know, the water just comes off? No, that is straight up magic.
Along with rainbows.
Rainbows too.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how the magic of rainbows works.
Same as the magic of magnets.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, they're pretty magical.
Magics are very complicated.
Yeah, well, I can't give you any towel right now. Can't summon that for you.
Understandable. It's a very powerful object.
Yeah, I can't. I can't just conjure that. I can conjure some powerful mega magic, though.
Magnet magic. All right.
Can you also transmute anything? Do we still have that alchemy book? Did you remember that?
No. I don't
know. Oh, wait. I've had something lodged between my ass cheeks for a while now.
Oh, is that what that is?
I was wondering what that was.
Elementary alchemy.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
It smells like wizard cheeks, though.
That's fine.
Well, yeah, that's fine. I can wash it down with some soap.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you do that for me?
Yeah, I can wash it down. Soap works pretty strange in this fourth dimension. It just kind of floats everywhere, and it encapsulates the object you're washing, and then it just explodes, and the object is then cleaned while soap flies.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you're using something as powerful as peppermint, I'm not surprised.
That does make sense.
If this was butterscotch, it would not be nearly as effective.
Obviously not. Do you happen to have any cinnamon soaps?
I do have cinnamon soaps. Hold on. Let me reach into my pocket here. Ah, there it is.
Do not use that in the fourth dimension. I just want
to point shit.
You
right. Okay, oh, yeah.
Just get rid of that. Put that back.
What's wrong with cinnamon?
Well, you know, think about if you ever were to put like a housefly or like a housefly into a microwave, similar effect.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we would be the houseflies, and the dimension would be the microwave.
That's correct. Yeah.
Oh, okay. We definitely want to avoid that.
Yeah. Just don't use it.
Cinnamon is a no-go.
What about oatmeal?
Oh, I got oatmeal soap. I'm a hoarder of soaps. That's like the most basic of soaps.
I'll probably slay a god.
Slay a god?
Yeah.
Are there any gods to slay?
Yes, let's try.
Oh, well, great. I mean, fantastic.
Can we skip to that trial? By any chance?
No, I agree to terms and conditions.
Terms and conditions.
I told you to read them.
All right.
So we have the power of magnets. Can we transmute the rope into metal and walk across it? That way it will stick.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, right. Cool.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Follow me around the around this moon disco ball here.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of disco balls. Is there a lot of parties here? Not for mortals.
No, I don't get invited to them. I'm immortal.
We can start some parties.
Yeah, it sounds like we should come to the fourth dimension more often. Just a little more prepared.
I mean, as long as you got that oatmeal on you, I'm pretty sure no fourth dimension gods are going to give you any problems.
All right.
That's very convenient.
Yeah, that's what I needed.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah.
All right, well, here's the rope. So I guess we'll just... Yeah, this will work. It's pretty sturdy.
Yeah, just careful for the drop below.
That's fast.
I don't want to fall because I don't know if I'm going to fall down or I'm going to fall up.
Well, just go for it and we'll be your moral coaches on the way.
Okay. All right. Here
Some say that's Davy Jones' locker down there, so, yeah. Okay, and here we go. I'm going to transmute into... Oh, shit. That's a heavy metal bass right there. Oh, no. This is the wrong metal.
This is heavy metal. I don't know. I feel like this is... Maybe it's the metal death beat we needed.
Maybe you're right.
I'm feeling pumped. I think I'm ready to cross this type of
road. Okay.
Let's just do it. I'm going for it. I'm just going to bang my head while I go across.
Oh, man, it's working. Oh, man.
Oh, this is heavy metal.
You're just
going to
bang your head.
Heavy metal.
Yeah.
The crowd's going wild.
It's heavy metal.
You just going to stomp around, too?
Yeah, I'm going to try crowd surfing. No!
And you can make pig noises. All right, that's not really much of a pig, but...
You get the point. What was that music? That wasn't going to help at all.
I just wanted to do it. Come on. All right, we made it. We made it across. Wait, where'd he go?
Well, there's only one place to go from here. That's kind of down.
Well, he fell down, but it's the fourth dimension, so he could have fallen up. But is falling up still falling?
Is that better or worse?
Greetings from the fifth dimension.
What? Did you hear that? I think I heard something.
Where are you? I'm Hobnob, your local librarian wizard.
Hobnob? You're in the fifth dimension?
Yeah, shit works pretty funny like that.
Okay, well, can we still get out of here?
Can we get you back? I can't see you. Can you tell us where to go, though?
I wouldn't worry about it. I can still cast spells into the fourth dimension, obviously.
Oh, wow. Sometimes I wish I was a wizard.
Right? That seems so convenient.
All right, well, where's the next trial?
Oh, yeah, the next trial is a trial of patience, yeah. That's going to be, it's best in yellow, just one.
All right, we made it past the yellow disco ball. So now, how does this trial begin? Do we just
So you see that cell phone store out in the distance?
Oh yeah, I see it. I see that. Do we just go to it?
Yeah, you're gonna need to get like an affordable cell phone plan for like the whole family.
I don't have a family.
Oh yeah, this is gonna be a really difficult trial for you.
Oh wow.
All right. Let's just go in. Let's just do it. And let's. You know what? Let's take a breather. This is pretty nerve wracking. I was really hoping that this would not be one of the trials. On my list, was number one. I didn't want to be on the trials. Was mud fighting.
You don't like mud fighting?
Yes, I don't want mud fighting.
Yes, but you have plenty of stuff to clean yourself afterwards. And during.
Well, if you could fight clean, then why would you fight? Why would you want to fight dirty?
I suppose that's true.
Why not just be clean and be that all the time? Plus, towels are so hard to come by. Like, how am I going to clean myself off?
Towels aren't so hard to come by. That would have been great earlier.
Oh, yeah, I actually have a cleaning spell. I forgot to tell you guys.
Oh, you have a cleaning spell.
Well, I mean, you guys, like, asked for, like, a towel or something. I can't, like, make that.
Oh.
A cleaning spell would work.
Yeah, we're still all greased up.
But. Oh, you know what? You're right. I probably should have done that earlier.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, okay. Alright, I think we're good.
That's the power of pint salt, baby, you know? There you go.
Wow. The pint salt spell. I've heard of that one.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful.
Yeah, you must be a pretty powerful wizard.
Yeah, it's, if I had cast that with a higher spell slot, we probably would have summoned a scrubbing bubbles right there.
Oh? Well, anyway, I think we should go in the store.
I need to find a family first.
You know what?
Oh, wait!
Finkelstein, you are my family.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, that is touching even from the fifth dimension. Why?
Because, love travels across all dimensions.
Good shit.
All right, let's go in.
Okay, here we go.
All right, hello there.
Hi. Welcome to fourth dimension Solar.
Yes. Me and my family.
Like my family and I.
My family and I would like to purchase a family plan.
Oh, you're
a family.
Oh. Yeah, okay, yeah. You guys here for the family plan? Okay, well, that's...
Yeah, we are. We're family.
Okay, so, that's cool, I guess, for most people, yeah. Yeah, so would you be interested in our Anytime Anyone plan?
Yes.
You can't...
I don't know what that is, so I'm just gonna say yes.
Just say yes, just say yes.
Okay, yes. That's actually our most expensive plan, so...
Oh, can I take it back?
Yeah. Oh, we have a lot of plans. So if you're not gonna go with the anytime plan, I guess like go with like the sometimes some people plan.
Yeah, I think we should go with that. And do
you have a no time no people plan?
Yeah, we do. We have a no time no people plan.
I think we should go for that.
Okay, just walk out of the story.
Oh, okay. Beautiful.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah. All right. All
right.
Great.
Okay. All
right. I was so nervous.
Yeah, that was. Too much. I almost lost it in there.
I threw up in my mouth and then into my shirt. I'm really gross right now.
I was hoping he didn't notice, and I was just rolling with it.
Oh, wow, yeah, pretty good job, guys. Trial of patience. Never seen nobody go with the, I've never seen anyone go with the, not anyone, not any time plan. That's pretty original. That's a zero dimension, cellular plan right there. There's no cell in the fourth dimension.
Wow.
That's what we need. It's like we didn't get anything at all.
I don't think we did.
Yeah, I mean,
three-dimensional beings can't see their cell service, so... I mean, when you go back to the third dimension, you're probably not going to even realize you have cell service.
Oh, well, then it's a good thing we got the, nowhere plan. Because, I mean, seeing is believing. Right, Magic Mirror?
Yes.
Alright, looks like you guys are ready to slay a god, now that you have your cell service.
Alright, alright. I think I'm ready.
I'm prepared.
I see... what are you... I think I see a rainbow.
Yeah, just one second. Ah! Oh, Well, I just sneezed my way into the fourth dimension. What's up, guys?
Oh, hey. You're back.
Yeah, a good sneeze will pop in and out of dimensions.
Wow.
Yeah, a wizard sneeze.
That seems pretty dangerous.
Not if you're a wizard. It's a wizard sneeze.
If we sneeze enough times, could we just go back to the third dimension?
No. Yeah, so could we become wizards?
No, you see, I got this name card here. It's a librarian wizard. Yeah.
It's probably a union thing.
It's a union thing.
Yeah. I was trying to be...
They don't just give out name cards to anyone. You have to go to the wizard university, and you have to pass the test. And then, once you've done everything, they give you your name card.
Yeah, right.
And that gives you your powers.
Yeah, you don't think I was born with Hobnob. It's a stupid name. That's how I get my magic powers. Gotta call me Hobnob.
Hey, Hobnob.
Librarian wizard. If I don't want the name tag, I can't cast some spells.
I, for one, think Hobnob is a great name.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. Alright, yeah. So now we got, Slay God, so, I think it's right over there. See where the disco balls kind of meld into a beautiful, third dimension looking, meadow?
Oh, I see that.
Yeah, so right past that stream, I think we'll find one of the fourth dimension gods.
Oh, okay.
It's a scenic location for a god.
I mean, if you're a god, you want to live somewhere nice. If you can live anywhere and be anything you want, it's probably going to be a meadow.
I would probably be a rock turtle on a mountain.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good life. I mean, you're just being a rock and being a turtle. What else could you ask for?
Yeah, rock turtle, wow. I hear some pretty powerful wizards have those as familiars.
Really?
Yeah, you got to be a wizard of rock, though. I'm just a wizard of libraries, so can't do that.
Well, we should probably... Go find some wizards and see if we can find their rock turtles.
Yes.
The last one we saw was pretty powerful. It would definitely help us defeat Shredders.
Oh, you know that.
Well, you can probably add that as one of your steeds.
One of my many, many steeds.
I mean, four faces like half a steed, honestly.
Four faces, many steeds, all in one. He has four faces, he's at least four steeds.
Hey, I feel like you should judge steeds and how well they're
No, you judge them. You judge them on their faces.
All right, we'll chalk it up to that.
I have four steeds.
Wait, guys, dude. Oh, there he is. What a good boy. There is the fourth dimensional god. There he is.
That's the
little Shih Tzu over there. Yeah.
Do we have to kill that?
I have to kill this?
Yeah, he's adorable, right? You gotta kill him. Right. The fourth dimensions, I should have explained. In the fourth dimension, god is actually a dog. It's backwards. You know, fourth dimensions.
Oh, we have to kill a dog.
Yeah, it's
that makes sense.
Yeah, it's a Shih Tzu.
That makes sense.
This time around.
Well, okay. Go ahead, Yustang.
Oh, man. It's giving me those eyes. Those big, beady puppy eyes.
We have to get back home.
This is by far the hardest trial. I take that back, actually. Getting the phone plan was by far.
That was very good. That was so stressful.
This is the second most difficult thing I've had to do in the fourth dimension. All right, do I just put soap on them?
What flavor?
It's oatmeal, right?
Yeah, I guess that could probably kill a god in the fourth dimension. Yeah, but he's probably not going to eat it on its own.
Oh, okay.
Hey, wait, he has to eat it to be destroyed?
Yeah.
All right, okay, here we go, okay. What do fourth dimensional gods like to eat? Do they soup?
I think they typically like, let me see. What do the fourth dimensional god eat? Well, I'll tell you one thing. I think
the answer is shown to us. You just kind of took a shit.
Oh, right. That's what it was. It was shit. Of course. Yeah,
that's really gross.
The Shih Tzu's eating shit. I guess we should have figured that out in the first place.
I was never one for riddles.
That's what this really was. It was a riddle.
It was just one big riddle.
All right, I'm just going to put my soap. I'm going to throw my soap onto the pile of shit. And all right, he's going at it. He's not even hesitating.
No, yeah, he's going. Oh, my goodness, he's eating it. That's disgusting.
Yeah, okay. It's a little.
Oh, his mouth is foaming.
Oh, my God. Take
cover! Take cover! Oh! Alright, we defeated him. We're back.
It's raining Shih Tzu in the library. This is disgusting.
Oh man.
Jeez.
It's chunks of shit Shih Tzu everywhere.
Oh, this is just foul. Well, I'm gonna tell them the new guy did this.
It's a good thing there's a new guy to blame this on.
There's always a new guy. I mean, that's why you have new guys.
His name's probably Jim.
Oh, yeah, the Wizard Jim?
Yeah, is he the new guy?
Yeah, you know him?
Yeah, of course
Of course you know Jim. Everybody.
Oh, right, yeah.
Once a Jim, always a Jim.
Once a Jim, always a Jim.
Yeah, you know one Jim, you know all Jim.
Exactly. That's how it works, yeah.
Anyway, here's your book, guys. Marauding Cheese-Stealing Lesbians? Yeah.
Yes.
Pulled it right out of the fourth dimension when we were getting sucked back through that exploding Shih Tzu.
Oh, okay, excellent. Thank you.
Yeah, anytime.
That's just what we need.
Just bring it back in 2 weeks or your eternal souls are mine.
And, 2 weeks. What was that last thing?
Just bring it back in 2 weeks, yeah?
Okay, yeah.
I guess that's fair. I mean, what's the price of an eternal soul to the knowledge of a book?
Yeah, good man, yeah.
Just make sure you read them.
And plus.
Especially if the terms of agreement. If there's one thing that we've learned, Finkelstein, I think that it's if you
read
get
the terms
of
agreement,
always read the whole thing. Or you will be rained down upon by shits and shih tzus.
And donate to your local necromancers. They need donated organs.
Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah, just if we're learning morals here. Yeah.
Well, there's plenty of shih tzu organs around now.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they can just use the shih tzu. I don't know how that works. Can they just bring back the shih tzu? If you bring back a god, is it just a dog?
I think it would be like a zombie dog.
A zombie dog.
Oh, yes. My next steed, we must find this necromancer.
Yeah, I think we should do that. That's necromancy is where it's at, I hear. They're really good guys. If I had organs to donate, I would. Unfortunately, I need them all to defeat the Shredders, for I need every ounce of strength to reclaim the cheese and save the town of Roadbed.
I could probably spare a few organs.
Well, that's your decision. It's on your card. You get a little card, and it says, your organs are good to go.
Beautiful. A spleen isn't an important body part, right? I could just give that up.
Right. Yeah, to the average person, a spleen is just a chunk of meat. To a necromancer, like, you know, that's a new end table, you know? You might really want that.
That'd be a beautiful end table, I must say. I keep good care of my spleen.
Thank you so much for being a donor, let me just say. And thank you both for coming down to the library this afternoon.
Oh, well, thank you for helping us find our book.
I'm, sorry we killed a fourth dimensional god?
No, that's pretty much the only way that two non-magical mortals could have made it out of the fourth dimension, so had to happen.
I mean, I guess, yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, next time, guys, don't sneeze in the spell, just for the record. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're saying don't sneeze
in
the spell.
Yeah, you're saying, why'd you sneeze in the spell?
Sorry, it just happens sometimes. I was just looking up at some bright lights, and you get that itching in your nose, and honestly, killing a four-dimensional dog was better than dealing with that.
Yeah, and you guys just went right through the terms and conditions, so I don't know what was up with that. But, yeah, thanks for coming to the library tonight. This afternoon, yeah.
All right, well, yeah, I guess we'll be on our way. And we'll be back in 2 weeks, I guess, and turn the book. Or our souls are yours, I guess.
Right, yeah, terms and conditions.
Is an eternal soul really that important? If they belong to someone else?
I'm gonna go with no.
I mean, necromancy can just bring you back anyway. So, that's the best part. I mean, some people are a little squeamish about giving organs to necromancy because, you know, sometimes you die. But, I mean, which is fine because they can just bring you back to life. But some peepers are very squeamish about, you know, coming back and being labeled as a zombie.
Well, they don't teach you about necromancy in your, like, health, when you're in health class. Like, that's the problem. It's the education system. They don't teach people about necromancy in health class. So, I mean, like, how are kids going to know necromancy is cool?
Legalize necromancy is what I say.
Legalize necromancy. That's what we should be saying.
Amen to that, Aubrey.
Yes, spread the word of legalizing necromancy.
All right, well, thank you for getting this book, and we'll be back in 2 weeks, and
Finkelstein, you want to call Four-Face, and we'll be on our way. Probably on our way to the nearest necromancer.
I have no idea where.
All right, I guess we're walking. Hopefully he comes back.
That's why I needed the book. I guess we're walking it.
Hopefully he comes back.
All right.
Thanks, Hobnob, and I guess we will see you later.
See you later. Yeah, see you in a couple. Bye.
All right. So we, oh, the light's coming on in the mirror again.
Yeah.
All right, well, that was quite the library trip.
That was quite the librarian.
Libraries and librarians are much more exciting than I had ever expected.
We should come here more often.
Yes. Libraries are full of adventures. That's one of the things we learned today. Lots of lessons learned today. But the mirror is acting up. I think it's blinking again.
I think it's running out for the night.
Yeah, so I think we're going to be cut off. But since you're roadbed, you've learned a lot. And don't worry. We will get your cheese back now that we have this book with infinite Marauder knowledge.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Give us money.